And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome. For those who are listening in for the first time, welcome. And if you are returning back for a second or third or fourth time, welcome, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week, same time on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will tune back in every Sunday. Tell your family, your friends, associates, all those you come in contact with on a daily basis to listen in to the Faith Walk Show. That's every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I will be sharing how powerful and rewarding your life can be using your faith, whether you are standing on faith for a better job, healing in your body, your personal goals in life, your relationship with other people, your children, your friends. Simply put, faith to prosper in many areas of your life. So when life happens, you are prepared for the challenge. Yes, you are prepared for that life-changing event. When that life-changing event happens, when standing firm on your faith, it will give you peace and wisdom to make better decisions in those moments. And I say that, folks, because I just have to put it out there. I don't always like to talk about faith as an opportunity to receive something from God or getting materialistic things or thinking that God will just give you everything you ask for. Why? Because everything you want is not always best for you. That's why you have to trust and believe that God is always on your side and will use those pressing situations in your life to teach you how to live in His will. More importantly, about His undying love for you. So yes, I don't always like to talk about faith as an opportunity to receive something from God. Because at the end of the day, God will reward you based on who you are. Whether you're in His will for your life or disconnected from His will from your life. And I am going to go over that in this show today. To rightly divide the word of truth, live the scriptures and not just say the scriptures. Why? Because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Yes, the Bible tells us also that God will examine the heart and search the mind and reward those according to their ways, folks. Yes, according to the fruit of your doing. So you can stand on faith, and as I said in other previous messages, you can have the strongest faith, but unless you live the word, your prayers could be going on deaf ears. Amen? So again, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, and also the scripture tells us God will examine the heart and search the mind and reward those according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. You get my point this morning? Yes, folks, God will reward you according to your way. So when you are praying and asking God to bless you, as I said a few minutes ago, make sure your heart and your mind is in the right place. And that right place is being a doer of the word and not a hearer of the word only. Something else very important to remember, and that is God will not just fix every situation in your life. No, some things just have to work themselves out. Sometimes when we make the wrong decisions, we are to work through the consequences of those bad decisions on our own, using it as a lesson learned. Otherwise, how do we grow and learn how to overcome our failures in order to make better decisions for our future? Make sense? You see, everything is not always up to God, folks. It begins with us making godly decisions. Now, moving on quick, before I get into the main scripture message points, and since this is a show about building your faith, trusting and believing in the Word of God, let me give you a few definitions of the word faith. The dictionary definition of the word faith is strong belief or trust in someone or something, also belief in the existence of God, and strong religious feelings or beliefs. And the biblical definition of faith, in my opinion, is actually a scripture in Hebrews 11:1, talks about faith is the evidence of things not seen. Again, the biblical definition of faith, in my opinion, comes from Hebrews 11:1. I will read that really quick. It states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So, if you are looking to develop or have stronger faith today, keep hoping. Be hopeful in those pressing situations or those disappointing things that are going on in your life right now. Be hopeful because faith is the evidence of things not seen. I repeat this in almost every message. When you're standing on faith for those things that are inside God's will for your life, remember, it's not always going to look promising. But fortunately, and some people will say unfortunately, I believe that God has to continue to test us and take us through different phases in our life, in our walk with Him, from 1 year to the next. If you can think back in your mind right now, and I hope some of you can say, gee, I am in a better position than I was last month. I am in a better position than I was last year. I am in a better position than I was 10 years ago. Why? Because I learned through my failures and through failing God time after time after time that this is the way God wants it. You have to surrender to His word. Powerful stuff, folks. Again, the dictionary definition of faith is strong belief or trust in someone or something. Also, belief in the existence of God and strong religious feelings or belief. And the biblical definition, in my opinion, comes from Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in case you are just now tuning in to the Faith Walk Show today, my name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will continue listening in today and every week. Before I continue on in the scriptures, let me stop and give you the title of the message today. Title of the message today is Facing Your Fears. Scripture of the day comes from the book of 2 Timothy 1:7, and it states, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So fear means to panic or feel frightened. Again, title of the message today is Facing Your Fears. Scripture of the day, 2 Timothy 1:7. Again, it states, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So folks, if you panic or feel frightened, then that would not be coming from God. The scripture implies that fear can be a spirit and that God has not given you that spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Now, let's talk about what God does give you. And that would be, according to the scripture, power, love, and a sound mind. So, in saying that, power means prestige or influence. Love means unconditional, with no limits or conditions. And a sound mind means having the capacity to think, reason, and understand oneself. So, if God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, then you have the power of influence, and your love is with no limits or conditions, and your sound mind gives you the ability to think and reason and understand when your life is in an uproar. So again, 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind." What this scripture tells me is that when you fear, that is not coming from God. And to pray, fall on your knees, stand, do whatever you need to do. Drive in your car, pray, "Lord, take this off of me. I know this is not you, God. You would not want me to be fearful. You would want me to think in peace and to think in love, which is that sound mind." Powerful scripture. The scripture says it better than I can, folks. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Again, before I move on, the title of the message today is Facing Your Fears. So, how do you face your fears? You face your fears by understanding that fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is uncertain. So if we change our belief from fear to faith, which is the opposite, then at least we are moving towards that sound mind, 2 Timothy tells us. So to all those listening to the show today, fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is uncertain. So you may have fear of success, thinking if I don't try, then I won't be disappointed if I fail. Or there might be some people out there that are dealing with all kinds of fear that control their mind. And if fear controls your mind, the negative forces have you. As I said a few minutes ago, the biblical definition of faith, in my opinion, comes from Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, getting back to my message and thought here, When you allow fear to control your mind, it means you have not utilized your power to overcome the fear in order to maintain a sound mind. If you don't remember anything in this show today, remember this. Power keeps you knowing, love helps you surrender, and a sound mind is a result of the two. So if you receive the power given to you through Jesus Christ and surrender to love, and that is God's love, which is the first commandment, it will keep you in a God mindset, growing you up and out of that fear that keeps you in bondage. I do have to take a break here. Before I do, again, power keeps you knowing, love helps you surrender, and a sound mind is a result of the two. Again, I have to take a sponsor break from GFDM Web Design and Marketing. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Facing Your Fears. Just wanted to take a few minutes to give you a little background about the Faith Walk Radio Show. We are all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen, and my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome depression, fear, anxiety, using your faith in God as a foundation. So I look forward to sharing with you every week. That's Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your faith walk, inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life so that I can share your story with the world to encourage others to know where there is a will, God can make a way. So to submit your faith walk inspirational story, email me directly, Susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Also, I will select one Faith Walk inspirational story a month to read right here on this very show. Yes, because I want to encourage others to know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today on Facing Your Fears, and I will be right back.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
And we are back on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Faith Walk Radio Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. This show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will tune back in next week and join me for another exciting day filled with inspiring scriptures, message points that can help you build your personal faith walk with the Lord. So before the break, folks, I was teaching on a few scriptures. One from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, tells us what faith is and what to expect from our faith. And again, I will read it here. That is Hebrews 11, 1. It tells us what faith is and what to expect from standing on faith. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Also, second scripture of the day I taught on 2 Corinthians 1 and 7, and it states, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Again, the title of the message today, in case you missed that earlier, the title of the message today is Facing Your Fears, Let me read the scripture of the day one more time. That is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And folks, before the break, I asked the question, how do you face your fears? And my response to that was understanding that fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is uncertain. So again, if you change your belief from fear to faith, then at least you are moving towards that sound mind, right? Remember, power means prestige or influence. Love means unconditional, with no limits or conditions. And a sound mind means having the capacity to think, reason, and understand oneself. I have had an awesome time in the Word sharing with you today. I hope I have encouraged and inspired you to know that living in fear keeps you fearful all the time, and no doubt will leave you with no peace at all. And this leads me to my final thought, and my final thought of the day is this. Be sure to operate in the spirit of truth, because finding yourself on the other side of God's truth can mean you have given up and into all those things and situations that keep you in fear. So the way I look at things, if God wanted us to know everything in life beforehand, then why would we need faith? Why would we be challenged by His truth? Why would we have to answer to an unseen God? And the answer to that is this: free will, free will, free will. You have the right to choose to live in the dark or to live in the light, which is through the Word of God. So my thoughts are this. I believe that everyone has the ability to see and know things seen and unseen. However, when you trust in His Word and in the teachings of Jesus Christ, it will give you the answers you need. It may not be what you want, but I can promise you it will be what you need. Take a listen to a song I personally recorded just for you to encourage you along your faith walk with the Lord. The title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
Stone by stone, brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone. Through the day.
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Yes, yes, we all need a faith walk, a path that will lead us straight to heaven's doors. Amen to that. Well, this will conclude today's message, folks. Remember, when you stand on your faith for better days ahead, the outcome may not be what you want, but I can promise you it will certainly be what you need. So in closing, feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night by going to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, download my music, listen to archive messages, be filled with the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ by visiting my website any time of the day or night again. My website address is faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. As always, I have one final thought, and that is, remember God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, folks, in Godspeed.
Nothing can shake me, move me, pull me.
Sure hope you enjoyed the message today with Susan F. Rosario, host of Faith Walk Radio. Be sure to email Susan and tell her about your personal faith walk with the Lord. Email Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com so that your faith walk success story can help others move their mountains. We sure hope you'll join us again next week for more Faith Walk Radio.